Oh yeah, I made this mistake as up next.
Woo!
5 minute power.
Thanks, dude.
She's like the music.
Gee, we're almost to the 8th floor. This elevator sure is slow. Yeah, hey.
Where do you want it, mister?
How do you make the noise of a soprano sax? They always sound really like dweet though. Do you know the history of Busan? Do you know the history of
Busan? Isn't it a city in
Nike Town, USA?
Poland?
I don't know. I know that it's like a corporate photo. It was like a big like recording studio in the 80s.
Well, it is, but it's not.
No, you're good.
What is that?
It's a microphone.
What is... You didn't tell me we were being recorded before we started the show.
We're being recorded.
Right this second?
Right this second.
We're not going to give up some beds, are you?
Oh.
What is Josh doing up there?
Do you need a light?
Is that Joshua Redmond spray painting on Stork Power?
Do you need a light?
I like when you watch these. And it's the simple things that
absolutely.
Okay, go for
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And then that's gonna spark the conversation.
You gonna set it on fire first? Can I set it on fire after?
Do you have a lighter?
Is it actually gonna fly?
No, it's gonna like hit her in the head.
Everyone go like this. Don't
the propeller.
We can't rebuild it. Someone should have answered.
Everybody who's on that plane is now stuck on some island I can't find. And now Charlie's dead. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
So I have a really bad habit before I say anything. You don't even know who I am. I'm gonna let you know I lose my voice really easily. You couldn't tell by me speaking all quietly and stuff. So I was gonna see if everybody would mind taking like say 3 scooches in. Is that cool?
Why don't you take 3 scooches up?
Yeah.
Is that,
that works. So my name's Kyle William. I play as I Made This Mistake. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. It's really nice to be here. I'm going to teach you some parts to a couple of the songs I'm going to play tonight because I like feeling sometimes like I'm at home. So I'm going to teach you something and then jump and spin around and forget that I ever taught you, so I pretend like you already knew it to begin with, okay? So everybody, for the part of the song I'm going to teach you now, is going to have to hold hands with the person next to you, or people's. Make a big semicircle. Hold hands. Is that cool? Awesome. Sweet. Everybody hold hands. So. In the middle of the song, you're gonna see me do something like this. Because you mean a lot to me. And then you're all gonna yell, best friends forever. Really loud. Raise your hand, yell best friends forever, okay? And then I'm gonna do it again. Because you mean a lot to me. And the second time you're right. The second time I'm gonna do it, you're gonna go, we both go down together. So best friends forever, we both go down together. You wanna try it once?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you mean a lot to me.
Best friends forever!
Woo. Yeah, you mean a lot to me. We both go down together! Very cool. Okay, so I'm gonna spin around. I didn't teach you guys anything. Hi, I'm Kyle William. I play as I Made This Mistake from Tallahassee, Florida. This song, I really, you know that one friend you've got who has a really bad habit of lying about stupid stuff, really small things, but they just do it all the time pathologically. I don't like that friend. Unfortunately, that friend happens to be my best friend, and I can't let him go. So I wrote a song about it. This song's called College of Broken Nose. That's not right at all. From my sleep, then slapped me in the face before kicking me to the curb and driving off in a fit of rage. When you said you'd be returning in the fall, I thought, well, I would leave you for far too long. The fall came and went, now I didn't know you meant to be going in the spring. Well, maybe I'm just gullible as fuck, or maybe I just have faith in you. But next time, tell me you're doing something. We'll be here for you to prove it too. I am moving on with my life, my ways, my choices. My soul, my heart, my feelings have caught something on the end of the line, and I'm about to fall over. I told you on the ride to the theater when the music was really low, if you didn't go back to college, I was gonna punch you in the nose. I meant every word I said, and every second I yelled at you, I did it with the best of intention. You need change, you need something new. I saw an animated movie I didn't really want to see. I could tell you were thinking about what I said. By the way, you glanced over at me. I lit fire to the wick. Maybe the bomb was about to ignite. Maybe you finally realized you need to do something with your life, cause you mean a lot to me. Yeah, you mean a lot to me. We both go down together. Yeah, you mean a lot to me. I told you on the ride to the theater when the music was really low, if you didn't go back to college, I was gonna punch you in the nose. I meant every word I said, and every second I yelled at you, did it with the best of intention. You need change, you need something new. Thanks a lot. So you're gonna learn by the end of these songs I'm gonna play, I love telling stories. So the story I'm going to tell you is a true one, like all of my stories. They work out well. I'm better at nonfiction, you know? So when I was really little, I was really big into fantastical things. I really love me. I'm still a huge Harry Potter fan, but you know? I watched The Lost Boys for the first time and freaked out because I really wanted to be Corey Feldman, you know what I mean? I love fantastical things. So when I was little, I started writing because I wanted to create fantastical things. So I got Mortal Kombat for the first time. I sat down, I got this composition book out of my parents' dresser, and I wrote in it. I made up this new Mortal Kombat character. He had like a dirt bike for legs, he was pretty baller, like I love it. Then as I started getting older, my writing started progressing. I kept using this composition book and kept writing new characters inside this book. Soon it became characters for like stories for my fourth grade class, stories for sixth grade writing. Then, you know, I think there was like some chemistry pages. And then as I started getting older, go through puberty, though it doesn't really sound like it, and stuff happens and you grow up and then you realize, wow, maybe I start liking people and ways more than friends. So I started getting really lonely for a while, and I go into this composition book and I make up this character. I named her Lola. I don't know why. I was probably listening to Copacabana, you know, who cares? We have this character named Lola who is the perfect girl for me, period. I wrote her down, wrote it, and then I kind of forgot about it. And I was going through it about a year ago, and I found this notebook, and in this notebook was this character. And I looked at her, and I was like, wow, this still really applies, and that was like 5 or 6 years ago. So I wrote this, started writing this song about this girl that I made up in this book when I was like 14, the perfect girl for me. And then I realized that with my track record on relationships, it probably wouldn't have worked out. So halfway through the song, I stopped writing it and started writing another one about how I would fuck up the relationship with the perfect person. And I ended up combining them into the song called Grave Diggers on Their Deathbeds. So you're going to hear part one and part two right now. So the song is called Grave Diggers on Their Deathbeds, part one and part two.
Grave
like a grave digger on his deathbed. I don't want the higher name. I think I'm falling in love. I think I'm falling. I think I'm falling in love. I think I'm falling. I think I'm falling down. I think I'm falling in love. Got no face, but I can see in the dark, so it's all pretty clear. Yeah, it's all pretty clear. So your hands are cold, yeah, but so are mine. So we can hold them together, hold them together, we'll be just fine. You know, I'm kind of scared. Yeah, I'm kinda scared to open my eyes. Cause if you're not still here, I think I'll go blind, blind. So don't you wake up early. No, we can just sleep in late. Cause the night is such a better fit. Sit down by the tracks, maybe watch a train or two go by. Well, you can pretend that you are a passenger. As for me, I'll lay on the tracks and die. So if today is the end, does that mean tomorrow? Oh, I get to start new. Yeah, we start new. Thanks. So I'm gonna take a sip of tea for a second. Chamomile. Pretty good. I like it. Anybody want some chamomile? No? Okay. Chamomile haters. It's not cool at all. What? It's Luke. So, this is a song I wrote about. I'm originally from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, which is a little place in a different country. And it's really fun. I like it there. And I consider that place my home. Then I moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Represent. Hey, dudes. And then I moved to Tallahassee, Florida. So, you know, a lot of moving around and stuff. Anybody else do a lot of moving around in their lifetime? Like, not too stable for once. You know how I feel, but I'm a thorough believer of that statement where they say that home is where your heart is and you can only have one home. There's a difference between a home and a house. And I thoroughly believe that you can only have one home. So I moved away from my home a long time ago and really haven't been back very much. And it was hard and it was awkward, but I didn't really realize it until I finally moved out on my own, away from my parents. And for anybody who's moved away from your parents, you know you're totally stoked, regardless of where you're moving, you're stoked to finally move away from home for the first time. And I was, and about three months in, I realized, well, maybe, you know, I'm not enjoying this place so much. Maybe I need to reconnect my roots. So about a week before I was supposed to leave, I kept having these dreams about trying to leave Tallahassee, and every time I would try to leave, something bad would happen to keep me there. And so finally I got fed up, and I wrote a song about it. And this is that song. It's called Leaving Home to Find It Again. Mom, I'm coming home to stop the pain, to no longer be alone. She said, I love you very much. It sounds pretty good to me. You know, we cried for a while, and that's why I waited patiently. I was on the red eye out of Florida. I was headed north of the border. Got my headphones to watch a movie. but the screen was out of order. And then the lights began to blink. You know, that Big Bird rocked! And as we started crashing down, it's when it went into shock. 3 months down and 3 more to go. I don't have a place to call home. I'm really sorry for not making it back. You know I tried fucking hard. It's just the follow through I lack. Our plane crashed in a field outside of DC, and they recovered everybody except for me. I flew towards the stars, I jet into space. Still, I never found my goal, just kept drifting place to place. 3 months down and 3 more to go. I don't have a place to call home. The cold is staying here, so I turned up the heat. Hurried with my packing all nice and neat. An hour and change before leaving home for good. One last look around, packing everything I could. Loaded up my car, lit up a cigarette. She gave me a look, wanted hope to forget. Find your peace and your purpose in life. Settle your mind. Your eternal strife. You're all tough about it, and you're like, you know, that's cool, whatever makes you happy, and then you turn around and cry about it because you're really upset that it's gone, and you thought it had a lot of potential, but the other person obviously didn't. I went through one of those, and it blew, and if you have, you know, it's really terrible. So I wrote this song about it. It's called The Chalk on Angel and Her Surroundings. Sweet songs we sang, whose meaning as time goes by. So we hum them without regret, use them in the place of lies. I left you out in the cold, with nothing more than a promise. It said that you would heal in time, but clocks are so dishonest. We need to slow down, we need to catch up. This game is lust. It is emotionless. This is just a dream. You are being burned under a rising sun, under the setting stars. This is just a dream. You've come undone. And forget that I give your very fully loaded gun. Looks at me as though I'm fading into black. We made that promise. It'll never come back. I drove past your house. It's kind of like driving by a graveyard. So I held my breath for a while, but couldn't last too long. I'm waiting for you to see the light that shines through. But your eyes are trapped. They are at your rails. This is just a dream. You are beating hard under a rising sun, under the setting stars. This is just a dream. You have come undone and forgotten. forget that. I am here, your very fully loaded gun. We take a long walk back, and we never hit more. She's never seen me like this. We are very, very far from. Thanks a lot. The middle of this song is another one of those you guys participate with me on. Is that okay? Is everybody all right for that? So, in the middle of this, be okay for. In the middle of this song, I'm gonna stop and do something like this, and I hope I'm forgiven for all the sins I've done, etc., etc. During that point, what do you think? Maybe guess as to what you should possibly do. I hope I'm forgiven. See, it makes it sound so much cooler when people do it. So, hey dudes, this song is called My Sins. I'm going to preempt it by saying the next three songs I'm going to tell are a story. They all go together. It's a story about loss. Throughout all of our lives, we're all going to, at some point or another, experience loss in one way or another. If you have already, I'm really sorry to hear that. If not, you're extremely fortunate, and I hope you have the right friends around when it does happen. Loss is a really shitty thing, and we're all gonna experience it, and it's BS, and I wish we could all live forever, but we can't, so we might as well do what we can while we're here. In that, like, go vegan. That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I saw the stick, the button, and I was really excited. But regardless, I've experienced loss a lot in my short amount of life, and, if you haven't noticed, a lot of my songs are on the negative side of things. It's because when I'm happy, I don't need to express myself. I'm jumping around and I'm happy, like tonight, and I'm in a really good mood. When I'm feeling down, I write songs. It's my recreational way of getting rid of my bad emotions. Instead of people who do dumb things like smoking pot and drinking, which I don't care if you drink, I don't care if you smoke pot, but if you do it as a means to, get rid of your problems, it's really not the best thing. You can always have a friend to talk to. So I wrote this song, about losing my brother when I was 10. And obviously when you're 10, you don't really know how to handle things. So I didn't handle it very well, and I blamed everything but the actual problem. So I wrote this song about that, and the song's called My Sins. It's part one of the three songs you're about to hear. Well, I've been too short to have great fun. You've been me all I cherish, and everything I feared I took in. All the things that you wanted to do left my skin behind, and I tried to fill his shoes, but now I'm living a life. It's not for me becoming everything that he wanted to be, like a teacher, a musician, philanthropist. Yeah, I'm vegan, a punk, pacifist. I've got his blood in my veins, but I lack his heart, so I'm pretending to be something that I'm not. I need some more time than this world. And I hope I'm forgiven for all the sins I've done. I'll write them in the sand and wipe them gone. Life would be much better if you were still around. Life would be worth living if you were underground. Skin is very small, so when I open my eyes, I'm reminded of that day where you got shot. Yeah, you seem so far away. I blame myself for all that went wrong. I think can help that I'm not such a strong. You were my brother and friend and everything and mentor and blood. And reach it to sing! I need some more time to think this through. Make sure I'm living as free and not as you. And I hope I'm forgiven for all the sins I've done. I'll write them in the sand and wipe them gone. Life would be much better if you were still around. Life would be worth living if you were underground. Thanks a lot. Can I use your seat? What's that?
Do you want to use my chair?
Well, this one doesn't have handles. So, I'm gonna go through two more quick songs. This next song is about my sister passing away about a year later. And regardless of age, after you experience loss a second time, you're kind of more well-rounded on it. So you'll tell that I kind of handled it a little wee bit better than I did the first time. So this song's called Staring Blindly Into a Dull Sunset. Like death, pale blue eyes staring upwards towards a sky that seemed never ending, a sky that seemed all-knowing, unlike her. And she flashed a smile, one plastered into a lack of emotion I have never seen. It was a look of guilt, it was a look of concern, it was a look only she could pull off on a day like this. I stood up, there was sandpoint for my body. We held hands, we looked together, and for a second I thought I saw God. I was wrong, it's a cloud hiding in dull sunlight. And it was then that I realized this would be the last time we'd see each other, last time we would get to hold hands, last time I get to tell you I am here and I will be alright. Seconds you would be alive. And it was then that I realized, oh yes, perfect exists, but only on a day like this, in a place right here with our pinkies locked, our eyes to the sky. And as you faded, I smiled and knew you'd be alright. I smiled and knew you'd be alright. She looked like death, hands clammy and sweat dripping from the tip of her nose. She fell into my open arms like an apple falling from a tree. And as her breath slowed, her heart stopped. I lost touch. I lost touch with all reality. I couldn't cry as hard as I wanted to. I knew that you would be in a better place. There's a place without hate, a place without concern, a place I'd hope to visit as I could. And it was then that I realized this would be the last time we'd see each other, last time we would get to hold hands, last time I get to tell you I will hear, I'll be alright. For a second you would be alive. It was then that I realized a perfect exists, but only on a day like this, in a place right here with our pinkies locked, eyes to the sky. As you faded, I smiled and knew you'd be alright. So let's keep living, let's keep hoping, let's keep breathing, let's keep breathing, let's keep living, let's keep hoping, let's keep breathing so that we can exist. Cause if you don't hope, I'll go, you will die alone. We will die alone. We will not die alone. And I know they buried her body with others, her sister and mother, 500 families. Will she remember me 50 years later? I wished I could save her, some sort of time machine. Know all your enemies. We know who our enemies are. Know all your enemies. We know who our enemies are. Thanks a lot. This will be my last song. I'm having some chamomile. I probably shouldn't have left the bag in there.
Not so fine.
What?
So fine.
Before I go, I'm just gonna get some of this stuff out of the way. As you can tell, I'm from Florida, which is like, you know, the complete opposite ocean. So if anybody is interested, we have some stuff for sale over there. It's I have like a new full length that just came out a couple like weeks ago that has a full orchestra backing me up. It's pretty fun and fantastical. I'm psyched about it. That full length record's $5. I have a vinyl that's $4. It's a 7-inch that has like a half orchestra on it. And I have a CD version of that if you don't have a record player, and I've got some shirts and stuff. Nothing's more than $5 or $6. I'm not trying to charge you a lot of money. I'm just trying to, you know, give you what you want. It's not about making the money, it's about getting what you need. So if you don't have a lot of money and you want a lot of stuff, talk to John, who's sitting over there in his hoodie. He's going to be standing back there with our distro and all of our stuff, and we'll make you a deal, you know. We're all poor here. I totally understand that. And some people probably are poorer than we are right now because we have merch. But if you can live in the now, we really appreciate it. And thanks to Josh and Rebecca and Mike for everybody setting up the show. I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. So a round of applause for yourselves for hanging out and having a good time.
Yay, Mike. Yeah.
And, you know, thanks for supporting, maybe cliche, but thanks for supporting DIY music and a DIY community, because there's not a lot of places, though it's, we're on tour for a while, there's not a lot of places where you can go and feel like you're wanted the immediate second you get there. Santa Barbara's one of them, so thanks a lot for having a really cool community. I really appreciate it. I look forward to meeting all of you afterwards. So if you haven't come up and said hi to me, please do, because I want to meet you all. But this will be the last part of my story. I apologize for my voice. This is a part about last time I came off tour. I finally felt like I had just gotten over like the Desmond family, and I just really like, you know, be able to breathe for the first time in a really long time. But then a bunch of shit happened. A bunch of shit of being, I'm 19 now, I'm really young. And being an 18-year-old male, you know, a lot of drama happens. So like, you know, came up the tour, my girlfriend had just broken up with me. I had unfortunately had a friend who passed away from a car accident. And I was really feeling alone. Not alone, like I'm bored, alone, like rock bottom alone. A bunch of us know how that feels. It's not very fun. So picked up my guitar and wrote exactly how I felt. And I realized that if all of us who were alone came together at one point and expressed our grievances together, then we wouldn't really be alone, because we'd be a giant group of alone people, right? So nobody really has to be alone. There's always somebody who's got the same problems. You can always talk to someone. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. So this will be my last song. It's called In Limbo. And thanks again. I'm sorry about the, you know.
You sounded like a really young, because I'm not.
I sound like an old lady.
I probably do sound like an old lady, right?
I do.
And it's weird because I lost my voice, and I just quit smoking like 2-3 weeks ago. And I haven't had a cigarette since there, and I'm really excited about it because I've been smoking since I was like 10 or 11.
Good work.
So like, I'm really excited about the fact that I'm not smoking, but I'm pissed because I thought it would help my throat. And now it's just totally gone. So I'm going to have some chamomile and then play the song, and then I don't know the name of the next group. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. It's after me and the Mutilators.
The awesome band is next.
Let's get some freedom fries later, too.
Mm. Flag burning party later.
Yeah.
America. Right now. America! Fuck yeah. This song's called Limbo. I came home after a few weeks of shows. I realized how I still felt alone. Solitary walk up the stairs, my clothes wrapped in a black backpack my sister chose. I go into my room, I see it's as chaotic as it was when I left in the first place. Bed left unmade, empty cigarette boxes on the floor, tops open, they're screaming to be thrown away. sit down at my desk, pictures laid on their side, layered in dust. Hands move to temples, eyes close, head throbs, mind soars. Take a break from nothing, go outside for a smoke, watch a snail make its pass across the driveway. I wish I could disappear into the grass and mimic its moves someday. Someday, I am a creature who does not sleep, does not dream, does not live, does not eat, does not scream. I am a creature who thrives in the dark. Don't talk to me, my bite is worse than my bark. Smoke escapes from my nostrils, circles billowing into the air. Showing off is a good way to pass unwanted time. Standing up to stretch my back, I see the sun head slowly behind the trees. Barefooted and shirtless, I head off, following the soft and gentle breeze. You know, I walk for days, contemplating the meaning of life and all of its unanswered questions. Why do people do things without thinking them through? And why is sleep important to everyone but me? So eventually people caught on and joined me in my journey across the oceans. And when we got thirsty, we drank the salt water and got thinner and thinner. Disappear, we disappear. I am a creature, does not sleep, does not dream, does not live, does not eat, does not scream. I am a creature who thrives in the dark. Don't talk to me, my bite is worse than my bark. Worse than my bark. In my mind, I threw the boxes away. And in limbo, I quit my bad habits. And in my mind, I folded my sheets. And in limbo, I stopped being alone. My mind, I threw the boxes away. In limbo, I quit my bad habits. In my mind, I folded my sheets. And in limbo, I stopped being alone. Thanks.